This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Good evening, everybody. You're on Joy 94.9 and this is Generation Next with Timmy, Dill and Em. How are you guys?
Good.
Fantastic.
Fantastic, Dill. How was your weekend, Timmy?
It was good. I can't remember. Oh, no, I stayed home. I was about to say I did stuff, but I didn't.
And how about today? Today, Timmy's dressed in a very smart suit.
He's looking pretty schmick.
I feel really overdressed for coming to Joy, but I had work experience today. I came across really badly.
Do you know what? I saw him strutting down the street on his way here and he had his head in the air.
That is not true.
It was totally true. That's why I was slamming on that window.
That scared me though. He was in KFC and I was walking down Burke Street and he was just it was scary.
I can totally relate to that. If I'm like, I look good, I'm totally strutting down the street.
Yeah, you get the hair, you get the wind moving through you.
Speaking of hair.
Yeah, so that's what I did on my weekend. I got my hair cut while I was not in the, I was pretty hungover, I have to admit, on Saturday and was really out of it. And they cut twice the length off from what I intended.
I like it. Just going
to
throw it
out. I'm getting used
there
to it, but I cried. I literally cried.
It is annoying when they take too much because, like, even though they say hair grows, in time it grows.
Yeah.
It's not an instant thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm just like, it'll be all right. I'm getting used to it. Quite a few people have said that they like it, but I'm like, I wasn't going for wow. I was just wanting normal. This is not,
Earlier this year, I got a haircut and they cut my whole fringe off and it was really horrible.
That was
and it's like only growing back now.
Do you have a fringe?
Yes.
What is that called?
It looks like a quiff.
The pomfadont. Is that the male quiff?
I don't know. I only know quiff.
Quiff went for male and female.
Yeah,
oh, no. I think there's another name because I got into an argument with this older gay male gentleman who was quite an aficionado on this.
He was scary. And there's a particular name.
Yeah, yeah. Either that or, I don't know, I'm gullible.
I would really like to know. If you do know, can you please get in contact with us?
Yeah, it'd be pretty crazy. Hey, what else is going on tonight?
Okay, so tonight, straight up after some songs, we're doing an interview with Lucy Hurley, which will be a really interesting discussion, I think. Lucy's had a lot of really great and very, I want to say deep, but I don't know if that's a bit corny, but...
Well, no, I think we can go deep.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that interview, actually. And then we've got some gay school, which we always do.
We sure do.
Mm. And just quickly, we play, Chance Waters, who I've played on a couple of times on the show?
Yes.
He's actually doing a show this Friday. His album Infinity is being mastered last week.
Oh, cool.
And it's out this week as of Wednesday, and he's doing a Melbourne tour, First Floor on Friday. Guys, come with me.
Plug.
Yeah, I'm doing a little plug. Oh my God, no, I love him. I love him so much.
Jillian has been talking about this for the past 2 days.
Because I'm really excited.
Awesome.
Yeah. We've also got a pretty cool playlist. I'm really impressed with the playlist.
I know. You forward announced the playlist like half an hour ago when we did our little promo spot on Drive. That's half an hour early.
Half an hour early. Yeah. Well, without further ado, here is My Gun by The Rubens, their latest track. You're listening to Generation Next on Joy. This is Generation Next.
Look how fancy that.
That's amazing. That's totally banane. You're with Dill and
Jim. Did you just make up a word?
Banane. Yeah.
What is that?
Like bananas. I don't know. I've been watching a lot of hood films and they come up with all their little crazy words. I want to be a part of it.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to follow on from that.
Coming up very, very shortly, we'll be having our interview with the lovely Lucy Hurley on some really deep top. I just got caught in my throat. I think that's karma for banane. having a really cool chat, some really, really important topics. So, you know what? Text all your friends and get them to tune in to Joy because it should be really, really interesting. And that is coming up right after this.
Generation Next. Love it.
Hi guys, and you're with Timmy, Dill, and Em, and we are joined by Lucy Hurley. How are you going, Lucy?
I'm good, thanks.
You had a good day?
It's been okay.
Yeah, that's great. Now, you work with Y Gender, am I right? Yeah. But we will get onto that in a minute. First of all, we kind of wanted to talk with you a bit more personally about some of your own experiences as an LGBTI youth. My first question of you is, just jumping straight into it, what was it like starting school and beginning your transition? Maybe we should preempt this with, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Oh, I'm a male to female transsexual, and I started attempting to start transition in year 11 to 12.
Okay. And what does it actually mean to attempt to start to transition?
Well, I wanted to like start hormones so my body would start physically changing, and I wanted to be able to like go to school as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But because the gender centre here is a bit strict, they wouldn't let me start hormones, but they didn't give me a specific date, or they didn't say no until I already came out because I was really excited about it.
Yeah.
So I told all my friends and they ended up telling everyone else because they're kind of jerks. And so the whole school kind of knew. And because I was a school leader, I was a kind of public face that everyone knew.
Oh, wow.
So it was really
How did you find that?
It was actually, there wasn't really a lot of hate or anger. It was just a lot of questions.
But yeah.
The questions like really, really personal. Like, why do you want to be a girl? Like, do you still have gender tools and stuff?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Wow.
So how did you cope with sort of the stress that came from transitioning during school?
I played a lot of video games, to be honest. They were like a good distraction. And at school, I just focused on like work, or I was with my friends most of the time. So
yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
Cool.
And how did the school deal with your transition? Like, you've said that your peers had a lot of questions and things. What about the school as like a, like an institution, an organisation?
Well, the principal was actually really nice. I don't know why I had to speak to him, but he just appeared in like one of my counselling sessions. Like, hey, you're interesting.
Mm.
And it was actually kind of nice. Like, I had to come out to my parents because I couldn't go to the gender centre, and he sat in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and was really nice there. So the school, like the teachers and stuff were really nice.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I imagine it'd be quite important for like the principal. I mean, being a principal of a school, you're really invested in your students that go there, and you want to know if something significant is happening, especially if, as you say, you're a leader at the school. I would say that that's a really, that's something that I would want to do if I was a teacher, be there for the students. Yeah.
So do you have a YouTube channel, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So what made you sort of start making videos and start putting them on YouTube?
At first I was curious just to see what would happen.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I'd seen a few other people and they'd helped me, and I was like, I wonder if I can do that. And I did that, and it was surprising. So I kept making videos. And then it came into like, it was interesting documenting my transition, watching like the hormones of X and how I developed, and other people liked that as well. So I just kept making them.
So what kind of content is in the videos?
Most of it's just me talking about my life, but there are some ones I give advice on like transitioning, coming out to people, effects of hormones and things like that. Just general information based on my experiences.
And have you found that a lot of like general public people will get in contact with you based on the videos?
A lot of people do, but I found it's more people in countries that don't have like a gender centre or don't have as much support. Like, I rarely get contacted from people in Melbourne. It's mainly like, oh, I've been contacted by someone in New South Wales, but they actually killed themselves. So that was a bit unfortunate.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So it must be really bad up there.
Yeah.
But, and like in like North America and things like that as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, well, I don't understand what they're saying, so it's hard to actually know where they come from, but I get a lot of messages in different languages.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they must obviously understand English, I'm assuming you.
Yeah, they
in English
must,
in,
but they don't seem to be able to
talk about it in English.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really cool, though. I reckon making a YouTube video and sort of reaching out to people that might not have the same services that we do here in Melbourne, I reckon that's a really cool thing to do.
It's actually become really popular now, so I don't make as many videos because I'd just be repeating myself. But, like, when I first started, there was only about 4 or 5, but now there's hundreds, so it's really good.
How long ago did you start doing it?
I think 2007.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a very long time ago.
So when you said before that when things got stressful, you sort of went and started playing video games to try and escape everything. Did you go and seek help from medical health professionals and stuff like that? Or did you just rely solely on the games?
I did seek help. I saw our school counselor at school who put me onto the psychologist, but mm-hmm. she wasn't really trained to deal with like transgender issues, and she thought I had Asperger's, so she just focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
And the gender center wasn't really that helpful. They're meant to give you like access to a psychologist to help with that mental stuff, but they didn't mm-hmm. until like a year afterwards. But mm-hmm. so I saw a psychologist eventually, and that was okay. Mm-hmm. But before that, it was just pretty much video games.
I'm just going to be a bit ignorant here. A gender center, is that something that was based through your school or community? Or?
Oh, it's actually something that's like government funded. I think it's like based in Monash, the Monash Gender Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where you have to go to get hormones legally.
Okay.
And you have to get two documents from the psychiatrist there so you can have surgery.
Okay. And that's the only place in Melbourne that does that? Or?
It is, but you can, there's like back doors because the gender center is not that pleasant. So there's easy mm. ways. They're not particularly illegal, I don't think, but it's mm. easier to do that.
Mm. Okay. Wow.
Do we want to go to a song?
Yeah, I think we do. Please stay with us after the song. We've got some more questions, particularly yep. about why gender afterwards.
Young, hip and in the know, then you're tuned into the right place. Generation Next, Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. We just had to quickly come back from that song.
The song died.
Oh, no.
Which brings me to my next point. Hey, guys, it's Dill.
But at the moment, we're talking to Lucy Hurley. So if you have any questions for her, send in a text message. So, Lucy, how did you hear about Why Gender?
From the Darwin Mental Health Clinic, actually. There was a little flyer that my counsellor gave me.
And what is Why Gender?
It's a social support group for young trans people.
Okay.
So we do, like, activities, we have discussion groups, we have social events, introductions, evenings, anything to just help people socialise and just get out there.
And how many people are a part of it?
There's 6 people on the committee and there's about 15 or so regulars and then about a lot of strays, I guess.
Yep, who just kind of come in and out depending on the activity?
Yep.
What kind of activities?
We have project space at the start of the month where we work on like a project or something to help like anything really, just whatever people want it to be. Like we worked on like a zine last month. That was good.
Yeah.
And then the next month, no, yes, the next week, sorry, is introduction evening. That's mainly for new people who want to learn and come and see if it's for them.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's discussion group, which is where we ask a question about transitioning and stuff and people can talk about their experiences in like a kind of safe area.
Yep.
And then the last event is like the social event, which is usually something fun just to have fun.
Yep. Yep. That sounds cool. And so your wide end is secretary, is it? Is that right?
Yep.
So why did you want to become involved in that level?
I was just interested in like getting more involved because I'd been attending for a while and there were some changes to how Y-Gender works. So I saw an opportunity and I took it because mm-hmm. I just wanted to be more involved.
So what does the secretary do?
I just mainly answer emails. I'm the first point of contact. So I get a lot of people wanting us to do speeches and stuff and new people who are interested. So I tell them what we do. And just demo stuff on Facebook.
Kind of sounds like an extension of your YouTube channel, you know, keeping it people informed.
As many wanted to do that as well because it was something that I'm kind of used to already.
Yeah, yeah. Was it hard to start talking about your personal experiences in such a public forum?
I never really saw when I made the YouTube videos. I just felt like I was alone, so I never mm-hmm. really felt like there was hundreds or thousands of people watching me. So mm-hmm. it was really easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not the answer I expected, but there you go.
So you spoke about how as secretary you go out and sort of speak to people. Recently you did a speech at Monash University, is that right?
Yeah, Lee and I went to Monash and gave him a speech.
How did that go?
It actually went really good. Monash is actually really surprisingly good with that kind of stuff. They have like their own queer lounge and stuff and a queer president.
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke in front of them and about 10 other people. They came in and out as the speech went on and they were like really receptive. They were asking questions and it was just a really nice environment.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Was there also a Transgender Day of Remembrance recently?
There was one last November and there's going to be one this November as well.
Right.
There's one every year, but...
Well, to tie in with the remembrance.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of days. And did you speak at one of those as well?
Yeah, I spoke. The last year was the first event that was held in Melbourne.
Oh, so. Great. Great. And was that received well?
There were a few people. There were about 20 or 30, and there was Paige Phoenix and Jade Star, who are trance performers, who mm-hmm. sung there. And mm-hmm. it was really well. It went really good.
That sounds really cool. So if people want to find out some more information about Why Gender, how can they do that?
They can go on our Facebook page, which is Why Gender, facebook.com/whygender, or they can mail us at whygender.com. I'm not too sure about the emails, actually. I'd have to have them in front of me, sorry.
That's we'll make okay. sure we chuck them up on our social media after the show.
Yeah, definitely. And it sounds like, I mean, you're obviously a very lovely person and used to dealing with people getting in contact with you, so I'm assuming that people have questions.
Yeah, emails are welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Lucy.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope all your future events go really well as well. You should tell us about them. We should pop them up as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Encourage people
you
to come along.
You could speak to other members of Whygender as well.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Cool. All right. Sorted.
Generation Next. Love it.
Hi, guys. You are listening to Dill and Timmy and Em. We just heard Cut Copies, Where I'm Going, which I love.
We were getting down really with that.
Oh, my God. I was dancing around the studio in my chair. Not really dancing. At any rate, we just heard from Lucy Hurley, who is the secretary at Whygender, and she spoke about transitioning at school. She transitioned from a male to a female. And that was a really very interesting interview. And she talked a lot about some really quite sort of difficult and hard-hitting topics. So if you want to get in contact with any kind of services, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14, Kids Helpline 1800 55 1800, or the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, which is 9663 2939.
And just remember, guys, you're never alone out there. You know, we're here to listen to. So if you have anything you'd like to say to us as well, you can hit us up on an email, generationnext@joy.org.au. You know, we're here to talk as well.
Absolutely. And Joy in itself is a wonderful community support organisation and has a lot of resources themselves about other servicing organisations.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know what time it is?
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's Play School.
Dylan, you missed out part we were supposed to sing.
It's Gay School,
Betty.
Gay School. Tim's going to kick it off.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yep.
So am I starting with the first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay, guys.
Chronological order.
Claims by Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey that training for aged care workers in LGBTI sensitivity is a waste of money and may be axed under a Liberal government and has been criticised by a leading aged care provider. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you did the second one.
Oh, I thought you were sending me a message.
I wanted that one. No, keep going, Tim. Carry on.
So, yeah, Joe Hockey said that training for aged care workers for LGBTI people who might be coming into aged care facilities is a waste of money, which I think is absolutely crap.
I just want to know, does Joe Hockey always have his foot in his mouth, like, every single day? Because it seems to be constantly. He's constantly saying something that isn't appropriate.
I think for the past week, it's probably been the whole coalition. I mean, Tony Abbott has put his foot in his mouth on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
But so what he basically said was gay sensitivity training is something individual operators should be providing, not hardworking taxpayers. The federal government has, this isn't part of the quote, by the way, the federal government has identified LGBT community as a special needs group under the Aged Care Act in an attempt to improve support LGBTI seniors receive, which I reckon is a great, great initiative.
Absolutely. Hey, over across the pond in the UK, there's a senior bishop who actually supports marriage equality. There's another one out there. Marriage equality in the UK has received support from as yet the most senior member of the Church of England. Bishop of Buckingham, Alan Wilson, joined the Out for Marriage campaign to introduce same-sex marriage in Britain. Now, Britain, do they already have they have civil unions, don't they, but not marriage?
I'm not sure.
But I'm fairly certain they do have unions because a guy from Little Britain who's in Bridesmaids as well, he married his partner.
Oh, okay.
Well, civil unioned his partner.
I know that the Prime Minister in Britain is supportive of same-sex marriage.
I don't think you can civil unioned.
Again, Dylan's making up words.
But nay, nay. moving along, MP calls for rapid tests.
Yeah, that's right. So we're coming right back local into Melbourne town and into Paran, which has it does a lot, actually. It has a lot of community support groups for LGBTIQ people.
I think that's because that's where most of us live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's considered a gay village.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I know that... When was it? A few months ago when I went to the same-sex formal from minus 18, the Paran MP Clem Newton-Brown spoke at that function, which was really cool.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really... I was really impressed. In addition to some fabulous singers and choirs and things, there he was. At any rate, so that man himself, Clem Newton-Brown, has pressed the health minister to investigate HIV rapid testing options for Victoria. So in a speech to the Legislative Assembly last week, Newton-Brown said it was important that Melbourne stayed up to date with HIV prevention strategies. In Australia, he says that testing for HIV is a drawn-out process and it can take many weeks to get a result. Existing HIV rapid tests only need a finger prick and can produce results in about 30 minutes instead of weeks. So there are obviously significant advantages to rapid testing, including convenience, lower testing costs, fast results, increased rates. I mean, I really think the health services should get on board.
But doesn't it take... Like, I thought the reason why it took so long because it needs... Because HIV needs to incubate.
Mm.
And that's the reason why it takes so long.
Maybe
it's
it takes
virus.
Longer than necessary or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, because I always...
This says it's 30 minutes.
Because sometimes it can take... Like, I don't know, because I've read up on this in the past, and sometimes I've read things where it says that, like, sometimes it can take 6 months for you to start showing symptoms. So, I mean, it'd be really cool, yeah, if we can get a rapid test, but I just thought it needs time to...
But maybe showing symptoms is different from if you actually have it and you just need that confirmation. Like maybe once you get it, it takes a while to develop it.
Oh, true, because they still have to send the blood off and stuff to do everything
like
that.
Yeah, but maybe if you definitely have it, then might know within
like when they test
minutes.
Your blood sugar.
Yeah.
Well, that's like 30 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know. I'd be really interested to hear if any of our listeners, if any of you guys do know.
Yeah.
Yeah, please get in contact with us.
Definitely. A leading LGBTI counselling service may lose its funding in the next few months after the New South Wales government found it did not meet the criteria for a community building and it should be defunded. The Gay and Lesbian Counselling Service of New South Wales, which is run by 2010, was named as one of at least 7 community organisations that should be stripped of funding by the state government in a review conducted by the Department of Family and Community Services. I think this is... I know that we say this a lot, but that's just ridiculous.
Absolutely. And even more so is reflected by the fact that we just had that interview just then with Lucy.
Who yeah, definitely.
Spoke about how important counselling services are.
I think, yeah, definitely. I think they are really, really important. I think that when state governments start defunding stuff like that, the public should become really quite concerned. Because, I mean, the same thing sort of happened in Queensland.
Mm.
And it's sort of sad to see it starting to spread to New South Wales as well, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. AFL players need education, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not an AFL fan.
I love AFL. Look, some AFL players apparently don't even realise they're being offensive until they're told. But you know what? So do I. I say things all the time and I just see M roll her eyes and go, down! No! former Kangaroos player Daniel Pratt said during a special radio broadcast for Homophobia in Sport, community groups, former AFL footballers and diversity educators spoke to Joy 94.9 during its live broadcast from the MCG on Saturday. A lot of the guys aren't even aware some of the stuff that they're doing is offensive, and once that awareness is there, they understand quite quickly, Pratt told Joy. That's really cool. I thought there was with this broadcast. It comes just 2 weeks after St Kilda forward Stephen Milne was fined $3,000 for calling Collingwood player Harry O'Brien a effing homo during a game. Which
yeah.
I find that a compliment. I mean, if Harry O'Brien is a homo, then hey, send me a text.
Deal. Don't get into trouble.
Oh, but he's cute.
Look, I mean, I think it's great that. There's the realization that they do need education, educating on these matters, and that they're willing to participate in that. I mean, it's a bit I don't know, it's a bit starting backwards going forwards.
Yeah.
But
I think it's also a bit unfair to just to target AFL players, because I know that calling people homos and saying things are gay, I know that's part of the common vernacular in, well, Mexican. especially among young people.
Yeah.
Totally. Absolutely. Look, hey, there is so much more coming up right after this. Generation Net, you are joined by Tim M, who looks like Mufasa. And Dill, her hair's like pushed all of her hair up like a.
It's really hot
like
in this
maid.
Studio.
It really is.
Get the hair off the back of my neck.
It looks pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, Mufasa.
Mufasa.
She is the bomb. Yeah.
We did get a text in regarding an article that we sourced from the Star Observer
About HIV.
About HIV, and saying that we shouldn't be talking about this because the information we're giving is not correct and misleading. Sorry if we have caused any offence. We did source this article from the Star Observer. If you want to jump on and check the information there, and if you have anything to comment, maybe just pop that onto Star Observer as well, if they're giving out misinformation as well.
Sure. Or feel free to post something on various social media pages as well if you've got some.
Or shoot us an email about where we've gone wrong so we can give out the correct information.
Yeah.
Definitely. The New South Wales Coalition Government and the Labor opposition will continue to support discrimination against LGBTI people by religious organisations, despite renewed calls from the Greens to end the practice. Heffron by-election Greens candidate Dr. Maureen Farkouri, I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong, has launched an attack on the loopholes in the New South Wales Anti-Discrimination Act that allows religious organisations to fire or refuse employment to people based on sexual preferences and for religious schools to expel students who've been gay.
Wow.
I'm just shaking my head.
Yeah. I know that the Salvation Army currently has a policy that was that provoked quite a lot of outrage recently, that they're allowed to deny employment to people who are openly gay or lesbian.
Far out.
Yeah, I believe some of that came out in an interview that they did on Joy.
Oh, really?
Itself. Yeah, yeah. There's
bringing the truth to the people.
Yeah, information about that on the Joy homepage. Check out the back history there.
Well, ACT civil union laws pass. How cool is that?
Last week.
Yeah. Mm. Civil unions bill, which allows for celebrants and legal binding ceremonies for same-sex couples, has passed in the ACT. That happened on the, was it the 23rd or the 22nd? It was last week. The ACT had previously enacted civil union legislation in 2006, but it was overturned by the Howard government, the same one that won work choice agreements, just saying, that same year. ACT Deputy Chief Minister Andrew Barr told the Star Observer last week that the government wanted Canberra to be the most LGBTI-friendly city in Australia and still supported changes to federal marriage laws. How cool is that? That's pretty rad.
Definitely. I reckon it's great to see states around Australia coming out in support of same-sex marriage.
Mm.
I think it's a reform that is really overdue, but yeah, it's good to see it's getting some airtime.
Absolutely. It's only a matter of time.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm going to go international again and back to London. So the mayor of London has come out in support of marriage equality, which is pretty cool. So Boris Johnson is the most high-profile Conservative Party politician to release a video message in support of marriage equality. He says one of the amazing things about London is that it is not as about London is that it is not only got a declining crime rate, declining murder rate, more theatres. Oh, wow. This is just a London plug. Sorry, I'm reading verbatim from this quote. Less rainfall than Rome. But it's also actually one of the few places in the country where the rate of marriage is actually increasing. And I see absolutely no reason why that happy state should be denied to anybody in our country. And that is why I'm supporting the Out for Marriage campaign, which is what he said in the Out for Marriage campaign video.
This is really cool because there's been some recent political backgrounding in the United Kingdom because the Mayor of London, who you just said, Boris Johnson, is a member of the Conservative Party, and he's thought of being the possible next leader of the Conservative Party in Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So if, with David Cameron at the moment, who does support same-sex marriage as well, if he becomes leader and then eventually does become Prime Minister, then it's going to be two British Prime Ministers from a Conservative Party that supports same-sex marriage, which I think is a pretty big encouragement to all leaders in the Western world, including our own.
Yeah.
I will say that, even though I am a Labour supporter, I think that she should come out in support of same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole conservatives not getting on with, you know, the LGBTI community. I mean, like, there's still some conservatives in the LGBTIQ community.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I have my moments of conservatism.
I know that Malcolm Turnbull, who used to be the leader of the opposition in Australia from the Conservative Party, or the Liberal Party, which is a conservative party, he made a pretty good argument for same-sex marriage and said that conservative parties usually support a family model because families can support each other, which reduces the need for welfare from the state and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he made the argument that if same-sex couples were allowed to marry and eventually adopt children, whatever, then they'd be able to support each other and that would be less of a drain on the state as well, which is a really interesting argument from a conservative standpoint.
Definitely is, and it's not an argument that is really like out there very loudly. And I think in that political debate would be good if it did kind of raise its head a bit more. Thanks,
yeah, definitely. My pleasure.
We're just going to quickly jump over to... Well, we've got our
paper. Some music.
I nearly said it backwards. I always do that. You know, like you say the go say the go say the hear the say. I can't talk either.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dylan.
Here's some music. You're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. This is Generation Next with Dylan Timmerman.
I know, and we're leaving. It's been another fabulous Monday night.
It most certainly has.
I'm not wearing sparkles this Monday. I was wearing sparkles.
I like the sparkles.
I know, you've got to do it for a Monday. Make yourself feel good.
Yeah, so if you can hear us laughing, those awesome people on the World Wide Wave, they're making us laugh out the window. So we're going to get out of here and just chuck on Marlo. This song is called The Island. Melbourne-based DJ, you're listening to Generation Next.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.